justice. This is what Americans really want. Justice has been at the center of the most popular question at President-elect Barack Obama's own website, change.gov. The question is, will Obama appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the crimes of the Bush administration, including torture? At first, the Obama camp dodged it as a previously addressed question. But then...
We're still evaluating how we are going to approach the whole issue of interrogations, detentions, and so forth. And obviously we're going to be looking at past practices. I don't believe that anybody is above the law. On the other hand, I also have a belief that we need to look forward as opposed to looking backwards.
The problem is, this happens to be, well, virtually identical to the original response to the previously addressed question by Vice President-elect Joe Biden. I'm not ruling prosecution in, and I'm not ruling it out. I just think we should look forward. I think we should be looking forward, not backwards. As it has been widely stressed on Democrats.com, for instance, a criminal act has been committed. Waterboarding, according to the Geneva Conventions, signed by the US, is torture. Worse, it's a war crime and it's a US federal crime. So what if this war crime and US federal crime is not fully investigated?
You have 155 countries, of which the United States is one, that are party to the Convention Against Torture. There's a moral obligation on all those countries to investigate torture when it occurs. This is universal jurisdiction. Torture is considered right up there with genocide. And so if the United States passes on their moral obligation to investigate this, other countries are likely to step in, and this is going to be a huge embarrassment for the Obama administration. So maybe what they're saying is we are going to toss this to Holder. Let him decide what to do with it, and that will defer the issue at least from other countries starting an investigation.
Even before a judge in Spain or in Belgium decides to spring into action, Obama himself has acknowledged that nobody is above the law. Is this man claiming he was above the law?
Did you authorize the tactics that were used against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
I was aware of the program, certainly, and involved in helping get the process cleared. That is, the agency, in effect, came in and wanted to know what they could and couldn't do. And they talked to me as well as others to explain what they wanted to do, and I supported it. It's been a remarkably successful effort. I think the results speak for themselves.
In hindsight, do you think any of those tactics that were used against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others went too far?
I don't.
And on KSM, one of those tactics, of course, widely reported was waterboarding, and that seems to be a tactic we no longer use. Even that, you think, was appropriate?
I do.
Is this man claiming he was above the law?
My view is that the techniques were necessary and are necessary to be used on a rare occasion to get information necessary to protect the American people. One such person who gave us information was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He was the mastermind of the September the 11th, 2001 attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people on our soil. So I ask, what tools are available for us to find information from him? And they gave me a list of tools, and I said, are these tools deemed to be legal? And so we got legal opinions before any decision was made. And I think when people study the history of this particular episode,
well,
they'll find out we gained good information from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Well, if we study the history, we'll learn that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was tortured for weeks. He was not captured by US intelligence. He was captured by a Pakistani informant who wanted to back that $25 million reward. But did KSM reveal anything of value? According to a former CIA official interviewed for this article, and who read all the interrogation reports on KSM, I quote, 90% of what he said was total bullshit. And a former Pentagon analyst said, and I quote, KSM produced no actionable intelligence. He was trying to tell us how stupid we were. A former US interrogator will also have none of it. Writing an op-ed for the Washington Post under pseudonym, he stressed that US torture only served to directly recruit even more fighters for jihad. So what we have here is Bush and Cheney providing evidence on the record that they were acting above the law. We have a report from the Senate Armed Services Committee tracing the torture trail to Bush's memo of February 7, 2002, which excluded war on terror suspects from the Geneva Conventions. We have here, on the record, the opinion of the next president of the United States.
From my view, waterboarding is torture.
And now we have the Senate Judiciary Committee confirming Eric Holder as the next U.S. Attorney General. Will he recognize that under Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, the Geneva Conventions, which bar interrogation techniques such as torture, is the supreme law of the land? And will he draw the consequences?
Do you agree with me that waterboarding is torture and illegal?
If you look at the history of the use of that technique, used by the Khmer Rouge, used in the Inquisition, used by the Japanese and prosecuted by us as war crimes, we prosecuted our own soldiers for using it in Vietnam. I agree with you, Mr. Chairman, waterboarding is torture.
Early last month, in a roundtable with reporters, exiting Attorney General Michael Mukasey dodged the question of whether waterboarding is torture. He said, and I quote, "The short answer is there is no occasion for me to comment on that. It is not part of any program that is currently in existence." So what is to be done? House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers is proposing a little investigation. Last year, Conyers asked Mukasey to appoint a special prosecutor to examine the possibility of the Bush administration having committed war crimes. Mukasey said no. Now, unless this new committee has subpoena powers, with all testimony under oath and under penalty of prosecution for perjury, this will be just another Washington washout. So where is this special prosecutor, enraged Americans are asking? Well, at the 2008 Democratic Convention in Denver, attorney Vincent Bugliosi, the author of the book The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, he told the Real News exactly what should happen. And the prosecutor, he doesn't even need to be special.
He could either be one of the 50 state prosecutors, or you know how many DAs I found out about 4 or 5 days ago in this country, or county? 2,700. Just one of them has got to have the courage to step forward and say, hey, this is the United States of America. No man is above the law here. The evidence of Bush's guilt is clear. I've got jurisdiction, which I've established in this book, and I'm going to go after this guy.